If you could move anywhere for the summer, where would it be?
Jamaica.
Bali?
LA.
Someone is jealous of my answer.
Because I don't like that you picked my real answer.
Oh, so you went before me, but I somehow picked your answer.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Because I've been saying that for years. I want to move to Bali for like 2 to 3 months.
You sound like a kindergartner. Like,
well, I picked it first.
You know, it's like, Adam, what toy do you want to play with today? I want to play with Spider-Man. And then it's like, okay, Nick, how about you? I want to play with Hulk. And then... what was the first name I used? Adam?
Yeah.
And then Adam's like, I want to play with Hulk. That was my real
that
one.
That was. I'm going to do that.
Adam, I literally asked you first.
Yeah.
You could have picked anything and you chose Spider-Man.
Yeah, but
Hulk
I was
right
on,
there.
But I was put on the spot. Nobody put me there.
He wasn't. You weren't. Yeah, yeah. Frost wasn't.
Yeah.
You need to apologize to society right now for existing.
Wait, nope. why don't you wait for Frost to answer?
I don't know. I got scared. Yeah.
Wait, you don't like Jamaica?
And Jamaica is not far off.
I love Jamaica. I do. But I wouldn't want to spend 2 to 3 months in Jamaica. But I do want to spend two to three months in either Bali or Thailand.
The way that this show works is once you say the answer, you have to do that.
You have to do
it. So everybody, Amber will be gone if you want to visit her, if you want to see her in her full depressed self, because she's imprisoned in Jamaica.
How dare.
You know, just go there and visit her.
Yeah.
Well, Shamir, what did you say?
I said LA.
Ooh, well.
And what Frost said, you know, if you choose your answer, you have to do it. So Frost is moving to Bali.
Yeah.
And I'm moving to LA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang it. So I guess I have to move to Jamaica.
You have to.
Jamaica.
I was hoping you wouldn't pick up on it.
I guess we'll talk about that
within
this episode. Yep. This is a very real thing, people.
Yeah.
You can see just how real it is because Shamir is wearing his glasses today. It's serious.
Serious business.
He means very serious business. Here we are again at another monumental, crucial point in this podcast where... everything changes forever until it's back to this.
Until another year later or something.
And there's a few more things hanging off the wall.
Yeah.
It happens. Summertime every year. Either we make it back or we don't.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out.
But for now, welcome everybody back to another episode of Strange Flavors. My name is Freeman in Bali for us.
My name is San Francisco Shamir.
My name is Atlas Amber. Would I not follow the vibes?
No, you didn't.
Why not?
You should have said like...
So now everything I say is wrong and everything I don't say is wrong.
Well, it didn't give Jamaica very much.
Like, yeah, but I don't want to stick with Jamaica.
Right. Yeah, welcome back to this podcast. It'll be an interesting one. Shamir is back. We'll talk about where he just was. But first, I think we need to get to a very important segment in this podcast, which is the email. So, Riley, could you pull up the email for now? So
someone asked me, like, yo, what's the email? Because I think you guys brought it up last time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then I was like, you know what? For the podcast, I'm not going to look at the email. So just know that like I could have looked at it, but I chose not to.
Huh.
So this is the real.
All right. We got an email here. Would you like to read this? It seems like it's directed towards you.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Just wondering, is that shimmer on the Apple Jacks cereal box? Respectfully, Baca.
Okay. Baca is asking if that's Shamir on the Apple Jacks cereal. Can we pull up the Apple Jacks cereal box?
Yeah,
I just want to see what he's...
Let's pull it up.
What Baca is
talking
about.
This may relate to
about.
Amber's answer, you know?
There he is! Can we click that one? There he is, clearly Shamir as the Cinnamon.
It's crazy
he's
that
not
you
Cinnamon
get...
anymore.
What are you talking about? He's not Cinnamon.
He's
anymore.
Not Cinnamon anymore.
Oh, he doesn't have the Jamaican cultural appropriation anymore?
They took it away.
They canceled Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Yo, first Aunt Jemima, now the Cinnamon?
Yeah, they took it away.
Oh, yeah, that was the... Bruh, look.
Cinnamon.
He was such a Winamon. Look, he looks like J. Cole a little bit, too.
Yeah.
I love who's
the apple,
is.
Then?
like the apple, honestly, like it's my brother Thauer. the apple seems a little bit frustrated. He's smaller. Was it always the Cinnamon is the Winnamon? How come Apple never won?
Yeah, was Apple also from Jamaica?
It's not Cinnamon Jacks. It's Apple Jacks, and they really, they really put the, they really kind of just gaslit the apple.
Well, I want to know where the apple's from.
For a good reason, because apple's in the name, but cinnamon had to be the personality to like make it through.
Mm. But apple's the main character.
Yeah.
But it's in the name.
So cinnamon is not the, is not Jamaican anymore? He got his Jamaican title taken away from him?
Yep.
But he's brown, so what else could he be? Can we make it an Arab guy? Yeah.
It should be like Hispanic.
Hispanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Latino.
I'm sure you could say it with an accent.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what it should be? It should be Miss Walk.
Miss Walk. Yo. Miss Walk.
I just don't like how you get cereal box type of, you know, relatability, and I get actualized.
I mean, you did the album cover.
Well, no, if you think about it, their Baca is also coming for Shamir's body. Like it's
Yeah. But you actually did the album cover. I didn't do the cereal box, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So now Frost, tell us why you sent this in.
I didn't send it in. It's Baca.
Wait.
But if you guys want to know what his last name is.
Yeah, who's Baca?
Who's Baca?
Baca is Baca again with the fire.
Dude, I love this. Our favorite, you know, guy who's sending us these emails.
They're good emails, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like they're appropriate. Body positivity.
Keep sending in your emails, guys.
Was there somebody who actually wanted to send one in, though?
No, they were asking, because I think you guys mentioned this email.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to send an email and ask more body-friendly questions, strangeflavorspodcast@gmail.com.
Since you guys been on a roll so far.
Last week we were going crazy.
No, <I'm>
yeah, you didn't even read that part. No, but it says Cinnamon, as in like the sin.
The sin.
And then mon, as in the Jamaican mon, which is where Amber will be locked for 3 months.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Maybe you'll find Applejack's, the canceled version.
Yeah, the canceled version.
Yeah. I'll bring him back.
What's crazy, you mentioned Jamaica and then this email.
This is so
popped
true.
Out of nowhere.
Wow. Like,
sometimes our fans just know us so well.
Yeah.
Fate, destiny.
It's crazy. 20 minutes ago, like it's like they heard the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying last week we got crazy on the Patreon. We always get crazy on the Patreon. That's where, you know, it's like the After Dark. It's after like dark, Adult Swim version of this podcast. So if you want to listen to all previous episodes plus an additional episode every single week, we are on the Patreon bonus episodes.
We have like, what, 30 plus? No, not 30. Probably like 20 plus bonus episodes.
There's a lot.
Now, this point,
yeah.
I'm giving you a little teaser of the feet, but last week we had them out on the Patreon.
You had the dogs out.
We had them out.
She had the dogs.
We were comparing.
Oh,
toes.
Okay. Who had the nicer toes?
Well, if we're gonna call them the dogs, mine were domesticated, and Amber's were like the
rabid.
You know the ones in Pakistan that are like really vicious. Yeah. Amber's were barking, bro.
Nah, mine are cute.
Yeah. They were barking, bro.
You got some wild, jungly ass toes, bro.
If we're talking about dogs, Amber's were definitely goofy.
Shamir, doesn't Frost think he has nice feet and they're like, all right?
You even asked Riley and he said...
That's because Riley was comparing them to his own. And
he was
his...
being non-biased. And also, yours were painted up. Anyways, Patreon, it gets crazy. Sign up for the Patreon. Merch link in bio as always. So, Shamir, welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you last time.
I know.
It was a Yat Fest.
I enjoyed.
By yours truly.
By yours truly.
And yours truly.
We missed our third yapper. Yep. But don't worry, we did have a guest yapper.
Dude, I've been getting a lot of messages about Riley. They're like, I hate Riley. Like, no, I'm kidding.
We actually have an email.
No, they're actually like, yo, Riley's hilarious. Riley's funny. So.
There we go.
So,
love that.
Good job.
We got that.
Good job.
So, mate. You were going somewhere?
Isn't that Australia?
It's bruv.
Bruv, you were going somewhere?
Yeah.
You're back from the land, yeah?
I went to London and Paris.
Ooh, kill him.
And before I announce that, I'm sorry, family and friends. I had to keep it incognito. You know, I'm the type to like meet everybody. And so if I have to meet one person, I have to meet everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I tried to avoid that. You went incognito mode on WhatsApp? I didn't know you could do that.
So yeah.
It's a good feature.
If my family finds out, I apologize. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things. It's like if I have to meet up with somebody, then I have to meet up with everybody.
They're going
to
shank you, bro.
Yeah, they're going to shank
me. It's okay.
They can't shoot you. They can only shank you. So they'll shank you, bro. Yeah.
Did you have the best time ever?
It was a good time. Dude, London is sick. It was my second time in London. Mm. Yeah, I just tell everybody I love the transportation system. Like
The tube.
And let me tell you why that's good. Because you can get anywhere. Like, you don't have to worry about, you don't have to stress out about, like, how am I going to get there? When do I have to call the Uber? Because taxis everywhere. The trains go everywhere. Mm. So, like, even if a place is, like, 45 minutes away, an hour away, there's a way to get there without, like, you know, calculating how I'm going to get there or whatnot.
Is it expensive?
It's super cheap.
Really?
Taxi's, like, a little bit Uber, like, you know, a little bit more than that.
Taxi cab. It's a little fancier.
It's a little fancier, but, like, everyone's super nice. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll take you there. Like, it's super nice, but...
Just drop a pound.
Yeah, yeah. But,
The tube is tubed up, bro. The tube is nice. You get the Oyster card, takes you anywhere, and it's smooth.
It's smooth, yeah.
Woo.
It's really nice. And, like, I loved how everybody was just dressed really nice, but in their own way.
Mm.
Like, no one was dressed the same. Like, over here, you can kind of see people just put on stuff together.
Yeah. Pajama sweats. Oh, I gotta go to Wawa.
I walked into London with, like, Crocs on, and I was like, dude, what am I doing? Like, in America, I'm like, oh, I'm vibing.
Was it the Shrek Crocs?
No. It's the Naruto Crocs.
Oh, sorry. Naruto Crocs.
The Naruto fancy Crocs. The leisure wear.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, over there, like, everyone's just wearing, like, boots, fancy things. Like,
long
just
walking coats. Around,
long coats. Like,
cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah. Literally.
That's part of the wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And then the food was amazing. Mm. The best food I had was Indian food.
Do you think all the man's pants were too tight?
No, I mean, some had loose, some had tight. Like, there was just a range. And everyone was dressed nice. Like, I was really looking at how people were dressed.
I like that you said Indian food was your best. I thought you were going to say beans and toast.
No, I didn't even want to try it.
You had the beans and toast breakfast?
I had fish and chips again.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, I need seasoning on the fish and chips. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Tartar sauce is not enough. And, yeah.
London is basically India now, right?
I don't know. I didn't feel that.
No?
I didn't feel that. But, like, it just felt like a good mix. I don't know. Everyone's, like, happy, nice. Maybe I'm in the nicest parts. I don't know, but...
Are you saying if it was all Indian, it wouldn't be nice parts?
Yes. Because... Yo, that's how Canada is, bro.
Damn, he's shooting that brand.
Dang.
And it's not just Indians. There's just too many brown people, you know, in Canada, like, concentrated. I remember going in the mall in Canada. I'm like, bro, what is this? Mm-mm. Why am I in Pakistan right now? But in London, it was a good mix. It was like, you know, you have your brown people, a lot of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you have, like, all the other races, you know. Mm-hmm. I was raised in a place where it's a lot of diversity, so.
Like in America.
Like in America. So if I... see one race of any race, I get uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm like, yo, I need some diversity.
Okay.
Is that wrong? I don't think it's wrong.
Yeah, but unless you go to, like, China and you're like, there's not enough diversity here. Yeah.
Then it's, like, weird. Yeah. But, like,
that's why you don't come over anymore.
Yeah, <it's> too many Waffle Houses, too many white people. Like, yo, it's too much.
Okay.
Wild.
But, yeah, so London was dope. And then Paris.
Yeah, what'd you think about Paris?
Paris? I felt like I was in D.C., not gonna lie.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was like... Why do I feel like this? And then I was talking to my friend who travels a lot, Haytham, who's been on the podcast before. I was like, dude, I feel like I'm in DC. And he was like, that's because DC was actually modeled by the guy who, like, by a guy from France, and he modeled it after Paris.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. That's so interesting.
And I was like, everything makes sense now.
Yeah.
So,
but well, how would you think about it? Like, you know, like, Paris is supposed to be like this, like, fancy place that everybody wants to go in their life. And
the city of love.
The city of love. Oui, oui.
I went in, like, 2017. So, like, I had my own set of thoughts.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was, like, nice. I think it was also obviously, like, a little overhyped, and maybe because I didn't go, like, romantically or something. I don't know. But I had a good time. But I was just like, okay, let's go to the Eiffel Tower. And then I looked at the Eiffel Tower and I was like, now what?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I felt too.
What, did you go up it?
Well, I couldn't go up it.
Why?
The people I was with didn't want to go up it. But also the line was real. I went on a holiday and they said it was like a really like long line and stuff.
Did you go up it?
Yeah, I went up it. It was really nice.
Do you take the stairs or the elevator?
I took the elevator.
Okay.
But it was really nice. The views were dope on top of it.
Did they have the ice skating rink or something else there?
No.
On the second floor?
They didn't have anything in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I went during the winter, so that's probably why.
Okay. Nice. But yeah, and then like I went to a bunch of like nice fancy stores and stuff like that. And I really wanted to see the Tyler, the Creator, like Louis Vuitton collection.
Oh, because
cool. It's cool, like, you know, he's like a artist that I like.
Yeah.
But his stuff has been sold out for like 2 months. So I went to like, you know, two Louis Vuitton stores. I was just like, hey, do you guys have the Tyler, the Creator collection? They're like, no, it's been sold out.
Would you have bought
it? And so then hold on. And then so then I went to the flagship store and then I was like, do you have the Tyler, the Creator collection? They're like, yes, we do. And so then they show me the collection. I'm just like, this is crazy. Like, this is an artist that I've been following for a long time. Mm-hmm. And his Louis Vuitton collection that he designed is like right in front of my face. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, hey, do you have like the wallet card holder? Because I was like, maybe that's something I might get. And then
Maybe something I can afford.
Yeah. Maybe something, something I can afford.
Do you have a paperclip by any chance in this collection?
Yeah. So then
$3,000, sir.
Okay. He was like, the guy was like, no, we don't. He was like, but we have this like nice leather jacket. Because I was like looking at the jackets at that point. He takes me to the side and it's this jacket's like separate on a mannequin and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Like, this is awesome. I was like, how much is it, by the way? He's like, oh, let me check. Oh, it's around like 5,000 euros. I'm like, oh, nice. Inside, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, yo, this is crazy.
Wait, euros are like equal to dollar now, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more, but it's okay. Like, you
barely.
Know, barely. Okay. But yeah. So then I was like, dude, like,
was it nice?
It was nice, but
can you pull it up? I just want to see what it looks like.
It's Letterman, I think. Letterman Louis Vuitton jacket. I liked another jacket more, but he was just showing me this jacket. And then I was like, yeah, this one.
The brown one?
Yeah, the brown one.
Okay, so it's like a varsity.
Varsity, yeah. I was like, dude, I'm not paying $5,000 for this. I was like, maybe if it was like $700, like $800.
And it has like the flower signature kind of.
It's just cool. Like, it's from an artist that I know.
Sure.
You know, like if I went to these other stores and like I don't know these art, you know, I don't know who designed it.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'd be like, I don't care. About this.
Yeah, it means something to you.
It looks like your style too.
Yeah. And there was another brown jacket. I don't know if you can pull it up. You don't have to, but there was that one and I was like, oh, this is nice. But yeah, man, there are a lot of fancy people buying stuff there. And I just felt like, dang, dude, people actually like buy this. This is crazy. This is crazy.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you think? People just look at it? Yeah, like, I mean, people like you. Like, so can I finance this by any chance?
Yeah, like if they had the Apple card, you know, finance option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just people are like casually buying. Like, you know how we go to Target? We just like, buy some underwear, buy some shirts.
Yeah.
You know, maybe go to Zara. We kind of feel like up there.
I felt like he was going to pull out what he bought when he said 1 second.
she's tight about you. Saying that part.
Yeah, because I thought you were about to pull out what you bought. Like,
I thought you were
going to
buy
like,
something. No, but you know what happens is like, okay, this is somebody you like. This is a collection that they made. So you're like, oh, like I would love to buy it. But it's like, you know, it's obviously really expensive. It doesn't necessarily make sense. But you have somebody like Shaq, right? Like Shaquille O'Neal, he made these shoes and these were the only ones that my brother and I could, you know, get at the time that my dad would actually get for us when we were really into, you know, basketball. Like we weren't getting Jordans or anything. We were getting the Shaquille O'Neals from like Walmart or from Ross or something, right? And everybody makes fun of Shaq for having like these shoes. But you know what the reality is? He actually uses the same exact like Chinese companies that Jordan's or any other company uses, but he just put the price way lower so that people like him, when he was coming up, could actually buy the shoes. But everybody rips on him.
Wow.
They're like, yo, don't give me no Shaqs, bro. Yeah, don't give me those cheap shoes, bro.
That's so funny.
So kind, though.
But imagine, you know, like Tyler, the creator, in Gabriel Brothers. Gap is unaffordable in what's it called, Goodwill.
Yeah, I mean that's what Kanye is doing with his Yeezy, like everything's $20.
Yeah, but is it gonna be, did you ever get your Yeezy pods?
They're on the way now.
The way 3 years ago, bro. What happened?
When did you order them? December, right?
Yeah, something like that.
By the way, for reference, we are in May.
Yeah, we're in May.
going on.
I got the email and I'm like, oh, it's on the way. Okay. Hopefully I see it.
Yo, so you weren't here last week, but I think I went to a better French cultured place than you did.
Probably.
You've been to New Orleans too, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the French influence there?
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. Especially, what is that street? Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street.
Yeah, that's like really nice area.
But not only that, but like all around. All I was telling him about it. I was like, I feel like this was more fun than, you know, like France. I haven't been all over France. But, you know, when it comes to Paris, at least, it feels a little bit like flat, like just kind of
man-made.
There's not like anything to the city besides the actual stuff that's there.
Yeah.
Like if that stuff wasn't there, it's not the nature, it's not anything else. But
also, like, France wasn't as dirty as people said it was. They were like, oh, it stinks, like it's dirty. Maybe I was just in the nice areas, I don't know. But
yeah, well, you were also expecting, you know, as long as it's not India of Canada or something, then it's fine.
Wait, there's a bunch of Indians there. They're like selling stuff on the side. Like, no, I love you Indians. It's just, you guys are funny. No, they're just like harassing people, like trying to like sell them stuff.
Really? And I noticed when I was there, it was mostly Africans that were.
There were some Africans, but like else. I mostly saw Indians.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy's Indian vision. I'm just anti-Indian vision only.
But yeah, they're just like selling a bunch of random stuff. They're like trying to sell pictures and stuff. I'm like, dang, okay. But yeah, there's a lot there.
That's cool. It sounds like you had a really nice trip.
Yeah, it was good. It was like
good Euro experience.
I really liked. Also, people underestimate. They're like, oh yeah, you can $20. You can get to Paris from London, bro. That ticket was not $20.
Wait, did you take a train or a plane?
I took a train.
Okay,
but the plane was the same price, and I was like, bro, this.
How long was it?
It was like 2 hours. It was really quick. I love the public transportation because.
He's like, people, brown, 0 out of 10. Transportation, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, yeah. Because like, it just make, in America, like we have to drive everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Like we have to plan like, oh, where am I going to park? Where am I going to go here? Like everyone's just on the train. Like,
no, that's so real. So many of my friends have parking anxiety. Like they don't want to go places because they have to park.
Yeah. It's like, just annoying.
Well, I feel like recently everybody's always been asking like, hey, like, do you want to go on a trip? Like, hey, like I can't hang out. I'm busy, but do you want to go on a trip? And like that's the way that people want to hang out. Now they're like, yeah, we should take a trip together. I'm like, what happened to coffee? What happened to getting a meal? What happened to going on a walk?
How do you feel about that? Are you like stressing out? Like, okay, where's the trip? What is the trip? Or are you like, oh, let's do it.
Well, I'm starting off with my, like, as you guys know, I've always been like, my first answer is yes. Now I'm starting off by saying no, comma, maybe. Because like, this is not a like sustainable lifestyle to live. Like every person who asks you to go on a trip, like I cannot be like, oh yeah, cool. Like I had somebody be like, oh, like let's go to Chicago for the weekend. Right. And I'm like, it is May.
It is a good time to go to Chicago.
That's the best time to go.
It's May.
It's a problem.
And we want to go in June. Like back in the day when you had to take a trip or a vacation, you would want to plan like months in advance or whatever. I'm all for being like, you know,
No. You don't
quick and just planning and going. But that happens in the winter months.
No, this is what's happening.
Summertime?
This is what's happening. Your friends who are all around your age are experiencing extreme burnout. All of a sudden they're like, yo, I need to get away. I need 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Let's go. Are you down? Also, I'm part of this movement right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want to see you every week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. I actually want to have my coffee by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I need like space. I need to not talk to anybody. But if I want to catch up with you, let's do it in a place where I don't have to pay attention to you all the way. It's like I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, but
nice
for
getaway.
Days in a row.
I'm not worried about work. I'm not worried about nothing else. I'm just here in this new place. We catch up. And then I don't want to see you again until the next time we do this. It's a good way.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I can relate to Amber a little bit. I feel like it's just a bunch of friend groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like all asking you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, let's go on a trip. Let's go on a trip. Let's go on a trip. And then like, I know in some friend groups, like I have to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but it's your idea. Like,
right.
You should plan.
Mm-hmm. Or you know that what they're going to plan is going to suck.
Yeah. And so then you're like, and you don't want to be like a complete dick. Like, nah, your trip sucks.
Or also, like, you're making me broke. Like, I'm like, I don't want to be able to like, for example, and it's one thing to be like, hey, let's go to New York for the weekend. You know, yeah. Cool. That's yeah. Let's go to New York. You want me to take 2 weeks off to go to Europe a month from now? What happened to PTO?
Yeah.
What happened to respect for other people's time?
That's why I like to take over the conversation. I like to, you know how like, it's like, you know, different friend groups. It's like, you gotta look at your calendar and be like, when can I make all of these happen?
Yeah,
and then you force the other person, especially because one, they're usually not planning. So it's like, okay, I'm planning it. This is when I'm going to be available. Adjust or it's canceled. You just got to force people,
no,
bro.
No, that's
take
good.
Over. And then you adjust your PTO accordingly.
Yeah.
No, that, and you're good to that's go. Honestly the best advice because like I don't do that enough.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, you guys plan it. I'll see if I can or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's like already have plans and you guys are just like trying to insert in between. And a lot of the times with some of these friends, like you're probably like they're part of their only friend group or stuff. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have enough to like go out and like, you know, and just putting more like ideas in your head. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm just like, yo, I can't have all these like trip plans and ideas in my head because I just got to focus.
And a lot of times some people are taking less trips and they may not have all the friends group ask them at once. So they're willing to go do the most for this trip. They're willing to, each person can drop 1,000 for Airbnbs, right? Huh? Like, there's seven of us. There's no reason we should be buying a $7,000 Airbnb for a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be calm about
this. Depends on what it looks like. Sometimes it's worth it, bro. Sometimes I'd be forcing you. I'm like, yo, you gotta stay at this place. And then they're like, nah. I'm like, all right, drop half then. I'm like, it's worth it.
Well, then if it's a $7,000 Airbnb, we better have 14 people in it. Because that's... It's a lot, but again,
if you adjust the budget like properly where it's like, okay, if you're spending more here, take a little less out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like from what I've seen from the outside, girls' trips are way more stressful than guys' trips.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Because it's like everyone's being nice and they're like, oh, we should do this. And everyone wants to be super bougie. Guys don't care about being like, yo, I'm not affording
I'm
this.
I'm wearing underwear to the next place we're going.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you guys go ahead. I'm out of this one. I'm out of that one. And it's like, it's amazing.
The preparation for the trips themselves, too, are expensive. Getting your nails done, getting your wax done, getting your this done, getting your that done. Like, all these things all together, expensive.
Riley?
Just compare like a bachelor party or bachelor weekend versus bachelorette. That's your easiest comparison for this. Because this just came up in my own life. I had to plan my brother's bachelor party. And then I was hearing from my sisters how the bachelorette went for his wife. Just way more logistics, money, everything. For us, it was like just show up, make sure everyone is like behaving themselves, get home safe.
Yeah. Guys come back, you'll see like the impressions immediately. It's just like, yo, sick, yo, bro, love you, bro. Girls come back, like two of them are fighting. They all have like the Angelica ripped out hair.
That's not true. Stressed out. There's just a lot more details. Like there's a lot more itineraries, all that type of stuff. And like, yeah, like there are, I think.
What do you mean there's more itinerary?
Like girls will have like.
You need the brunch.
Like
you need the fancy brunch.
You need the chef.
The chef, yeah.
Like, I'm like, where is there time between all these things for transition?
Yeah.
How can like, I go
yo,
from the beach?
In and out. Yo, in and out.
Yo,
what a burger.
Bro. Yo, I'm sharding, bro. Don't go in that bathroom, dog.
Yo, we do, like, on our trip sometimes, we're just like, okay, we're here for 4 days. Let's get two boxes of cereal, a gallon of milk. You guys think that's good? A few bananas.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, breakfast is covered. And then lunches will be like, okay, let's try In-N-Out. Oh, I actually want to have In-N-Out again for dinner. Animal fries, tons of that.
No, I think the itinerary difference is the same. I think for most part, the personalities, like girls are ready to have fun. They're not really fighting much. But I do think when it comes to like what we're going to eat and stuff, they're like, oh, there's the fanciest place in town. Like, let's go and have one night there. And then the fanciest brunch, 5-star rated, like, let's check all these things out. So
yeah, it sounds more expensive.
I mean, we were on a trip, and like, honestly, the worst experience we had was the nicest place we went to. Like, we went in Vegas and we had like nice steak. It was like our friend's idea. He's the one who hated it the most. And we were just like, all right, whatever, we'll do, you know, whatnot.
But it's nice to have like one nice thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's always fun. Or like I said, you know, you splurge on one thing. But otherwise, I feel like, at least amongst our friends, it's like, let's try to do the most, experience the most, and we'll figure it out along the way.
Yeah.
But the main things should be booked as far as like excursions, places we want to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try to accommodate what like everyone might want to do. There might be something that's more physically demanding, something that's more artistic, maybe a show or something, yeah. Food places. And it's like, you can, if you have people that are understanding, willing to accommodate, budget friendly, mm-hmm. Then you can make all of that work.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of like the most fun anyways.
Yeah. I will say, however, though, I've been on guys trips where like the guys are bougie, mm-hmm. and it feels like I'm on a trip with girls. Okay. like they want to go to the fancy restaurant. They're like, oh, let's flex, like, you know, at this restaurant and stuff like that.
And so, if you go with like one girl or something, like, you can typically like swing it like that, like, hey, let's just keep it calm and whatever. But the mixture of, hey, let's have a trip between like groups of friends, and then bachelorette parties that are popping off, and then birthday trips that are popping off, like
you need bruh girls. You need to be friends with more bruh girls.
Listen, all my friends are fabulous. It's
that's a problem. Suck.
No, all my friends are fabulous. I love every single one of them.
You should only have like one fabulous friend at most.
Okay, so which one is it between the two of us?
Between the two of us?
Yeah. You're a fabulous friend between me and
Charlie. Oh, you guys?
Yeah.
Well, you're on the fabulous route. He doesn't care about being fabulous.
Yeah, I'm done with anything.
Glasses. No, but I'm saying like you need more bruh girls who are like, they don't, you know, they'll go as anything. And they'll be honest about like cheap stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know where I wish we would have taken a trip?
Where?
Is this comedy show that happened the other day.
Yeah. Did you guys go?
Over to DC.
Did you guys go?
Yo, so I asked the comedian himself.
Yeah.
I asked the promoters. I asked everybody, yo, slide me a ticket, please.
Yeah.
Amber wouldn't ask.
Frost was on this.
Even though she has free
this.
Tickets.
Huh?
Frost was on it.
One of our friends, he was like, he messaged me after he heard the podcast. And he was like,
yo, get me in on it?
A few people messaged after they heard the podcast. And they were like, yo, we need to go. This guy was like, yo, let's just pull up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I would. It's just really far from me. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, if I was local, I would definitely be pulling
up.
Did
you know the people that were organizing the event?
We did some digging.
You couldn't get tickets?
No.
No.
Like nothing.
Well, the guy was
okay.
Was
wait,
like,
why
was
didn't like, you get like Amber's spot?
Well, ask her why we didn't get her spot.
I felt really weird after our last podcast. Like, I felt like I went way too hard.
Wait, real quick, just as a quick recap, Amber's ex-boyfriend was having a comedy show performing stand-up at his first time.
Ex-situationship.
About trauma that she caused him.
Apparently. Allegedly.
At a traumedy festival. And Amber had front row tickets that he was going to give to her. She didn't want to go. She actually ended up getting mad and yelling at him, basically. And then I wasn't able to go because I wanted to.
He what?
He revoked the tickets.
You revoked the tickets, and then he wouldn't let me come either.
Damn.
Okay, so what, did you hear about this?
What?
Did you hear about how it went?
Oh,
did you hear any feedback?
I went to the person who organized it, and I looked at all of her stories, and she had the whole lineup on stage.
Look at this.
I didn't see him. And then
she was looking for it.
No,
she wouldn't go, but she wanted to know what happened.
I looked for it so that I could like give you an update specifically, like for the podcast, because by the time this was going to happen, it was going to be over 24 hours and I wouldn't be able to like rely on stories anymore. But I checked like all the stories. I try to see pages. I didn't see him anywhere.
She also messaged me like, you know, shortly after.
Right as soon as it happened.
Right as soon as it happened. And I like, she pulled up the flyer and I was like, where's his name? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see a name or anything like that. So I'm like, this is weird. Maybe he's like an opener or something like that.
Or he was in the open mic section.
Yeah, maybe.
Like if they have it afterwards. Yeah.
So then like you didn't see any sign.
I didn't see any sign of him there, no.
So then, let's say he didn't perform.
Yeah.
Why did he ask you to come? Or, like, what do you think his role was in that?
Or maybe after all the, like, chaos I caused, he was like, I don't want to do this.
Wow.
No, maybe. No, but like, what do you think his role was in the show? Like, how do you think he had the option to even give you a ticket if he didn't perform?
Well, maybe he decided not to perform anymore. Maybe the whole point was to do it if I was there. So maybe
Amber Khan ruining comedian careers.
Dang, dude.
Since Saturday.
He might have performed. I just didn't see any sign of it. Okay. What was your conversation with him like? You asked him. He said that he was still performing.
I don't know if he was still performing. He said he would check to see if he had tickets. And then he was like,
he
no,
definitely
sorry.
Had tickets.
He definitely had tickets. He definitely was like holding on to them. You know, that meme of like the mask guy who's like smiling in the front, but crying in the back. He was like, I'll check for you. But in the back, he's like, no. It's one of her alliances. I will never.
He's probably like, why would Firas want to come to my show? That like the whole like.
And if he heard the podcast, he would have known that I was on his side. Yeah. I compared him to Kanye.
Yeah. I don't think
that's a great comparison.
It depends who you are. If I got compared to Kanye, yeah. I would very much value that opinion.
The optimal situation would have been, yeah, I'm down. Can I have 3 extra tickets? Frost pulls up, you pull up, 2 other people pull up. Would have been perfect. You would have had your squad. You would have been chilling.
Yeah, I know, but I chose a violence route, which I don't always take. I don't know what came over me. But I'm going to forgive myself because I don't really think I take that route up like often.
I mean, it's okay to feel however you feel.
Yeah.
My God,
but I wouldn't typically take the route of violence, but I did.
If you felt that way, that's like fine, you know.
And so this is where we're at.
I understand why you felt that way. I would be like, what the fuck? Like, yo, what's going on here? Like, what are you doing?
So if that was you in her position, you wouldn't have gone?
No, I definitely would have gone.
See?
I'm just saying I understand her. Yeah. Why she didn't.
But if
like,
I was
for
in
me,
your
I'm like, oh, I'm there. Like,
yeah. But that's what I'm saying is that typically if the situation was reversed, I would also feel like that I would do that. And I think in any other scenario, I would have done that. But for some reason, this scenario just hit me differently. And I think it has to do with, again, I mentioned this, the way I was asked.
Yeah.
Like, it sounded like a setup. If it sounded like come support me, I would have been there in a heartbeat. You know, it just sounded like a setup.
Yeah.
I've been watching this show recently. It's called Baby Reindeer. Have you guys heard of it?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, have you seen it?
I've watched 2 episodes.
You are...
It's about reindeers?
Well, no, not you. You're Martha in the situation. Martha is a stalker.
And it's not about reindeers.
It's not about reindeers.
Baby reindeer is like the idea that like she found like the person she wants to like be with and stuff. And so he was more docile, more timid. And so she started calling him like, oh, baby reindeer. Like she started calling him her little baby reindeer.
It explains that at the end of the show, but it's a really popular show. It's a true story. Basically the guy who is the actual comedian in real life who this happened to performs stand-up comedy, and I'm not going to try to spoil the show, but basically, like, he has this outlet where he's able to talk about his trauma. And now what happens is that the real-life Martha is showing up on Piers Morgan and all of these other places, and she's like, oh, like, they defamed me, and they talked, you know, this way about me.
Why was it such a big story?
Because she ended up like full-blown stalking him, I guess.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like, it's...
Like, he had a stalker.
It's a very, very crazy, like...
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of PTSD in there. Gotcha. Stockholm syndrome and this and that. A lot of stuff happened. But basically, that story is interesting because now everyone is looking at the guy and they're like, oh, my God, like, so sorry this happened to you. And, like, you know, you're so brave for saying this and that. And we don't really know. I mean, we can kind of assume. And after the Piers Morgan interview, I can be like, yo, she really is Martha. But at the end of the day, it's like him as the artist telling the story that he felt from his perspective was the truth and how he felt and what happened to him. He was able to have this outlet. And I just feel really bad for Martha because she doesn't have an outlet.
Make a better show.
Make a better show. But that's the difference between her and Amber. Besides the stalker.
So she's Martha.
In this situation, in the baby reindeer situation, I've just been watching it a lot, so that's why I'm like fresh
on
it.
How am I the stalker?
it was just.
I didn't want to go.
Well, you were watching the stories to see what he did. But you, the difference between
but
you and Martha...
But I did that to report back to this podcast.
Exactly. So this is the difference between you and Martha.
Here's the thing. I feel like he's Martha, right? Caused the trauma, all that stuff. However, she's the one, Martha's the one telling the story.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yo, this is a fucked up story. Like, I have the cleaner story or I have the more legit story.
Or why can't I be the guy? Why are you guys...
You are the guy. Oh, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you. You're not the guy. He's the guy.
Why is he the guy?
Because he's the comedian.
But he didn't have trauma for her.
And he's not the real comedian. In
no,
the
he
comparison,
does. That's what he was going to talk about in the set.
I'm probably the comedian compared
the
to him.
The trauma that Amber caused him. That's what he was going to talk
no,
about
but
in the show.
No, he's flipping it. He's Martha. She's the one who actually caused...
No, you're Piers Morgan. Because you have the glasses. You're serious.
Too much.
And she's Martha. But the difference is you have an outlet. You have this podcast and you could have reflected on it.
That would be the equivalent to him having the Netflix show.
Yes.
Yes. So then I would be the guy.
No, you don't have a Netflix show. Okay, Baby Reindeer is a crazy show. You should watch it. I was obsessed with it, but in a bad way. I was like, I hate this show, but I can't stop watching it.
Also, Bridgerton season 3 is out.
What?
Bridgerton season 3.
Oh, we love relevance. What else? Oh, so I guess Shamir.
Yeah.
It's come that time of the show where we talk about you leaving us.
I'm leaving the podcast. I quit.
Shamir, is there anything that we can do to change your mind?
No.
I was like, yo, is there? It's a pretty easy decision for him.
Yeah, no, I'm, it's sad, you know, yeah. I'm leaving the podcast for 3 months. It's only 3 months.
Only 3 months.
Only 3 months.
A lot could change in
a lot could change in 3 months, this but, that is true. I'm going to Los Angeles, California. Ever since I was a young little boy.
Young lad.
I've always dreamt of being like kind of in that area, you know, being some sort of entertainment field, whatnot. Very different route happened, but I still got there, you know, by myself.
You were hoping that you would be the Spider-Man performing on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, yes. Taking pictures of people.
Money. Yeah.
Taking pictures of the people. But yeah, no, social media popped off past a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I was like, I kept going to LA for like different events and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I feel too comfortable where I am right now. So I'm like, you know what? This is the prime opportunity to just go for 3 months. You know, it's only 3 months. It's not like a full permanent move. I'm not like changing my lifestyle or anything.
It's also the youngest you'll ever be.
It's the youngest I'll ever be. And so I was like, I can move around right now and whatnot. So I was like, let me just try for 3 months.
Well, no, when you go to California, then you're the oldest you'll ever be, and then now he's gonna reverse age, get the surgeries,
yeah, Botox, veneers,
Botox, all that, all that so stuff.
I could have gotten you all that over here.
That's true.
So he's gonna come back and you're gonna be like, wow, you're the youngest you've ever been now.
But yeah, I was like, it's cool to like finally do this. It's the first time I've ever moved out from my house that's like more than an hour away. I'm gonna have no roommates, so that's gonna be cool. So yeah, fully independent. Like, I got this without my parents' money. It's like all mine. So yeah, I don't know, it's cool.
This is the coolest part about this is that you said that you were too comfortable. I feel like that is the opposite of where a lot of people would go at that point.
Most people do half marathons. I'm like, yo, let me do the half marathon and let me move up.
Flex on them. But yeah, it's like, you know, as soon as you get comfortable, people are like, ah, finally, like this is what I wanted. And then they get too relaxed. But for you currently, yes, we've all been seeing, you know, you've been extremely impressive with your social media, whether it be on the route you took on Twitch for a while, the vlogs you were doing before that, and then afterwards just going crazy on like the clips, shorts, and everything like that. It's just like people see it and how much effort you put into it. And it's very easy, I feel like, to be somebody who is like entertaining and more on the funny side. And then people don't see kind of like behind the scenes of how much work that truly takes.
Yeah.
And then finally realizing you're at a point where it's like all that work paid off in a way that at least provides you a foot in the door, like a next step where it's just like, if I could do that here with how much I have, imagine the opportunities and the doors that could open up over there. So
yeah,
I really respect your kind of like, it's not just this California thing, but it's like, you've always been that way where you're not afraid to take the leap and not know.
Yeah.
Cause that's scary. Like not knowing what might happen. You might go there and you know, sit in a room and be like, damn, like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Or one thing could happen
yeah.
at some point and it could change everything.
Yeah. I mean, literally I had friends like, yo, what are your plans? I have like zero like strict plans.
I'm trying to vacation, bro. I'm trying to vacation in Cali. Are you down?
But yeah, like they're like, what are your plans? Like, what are you going to do? And I'm just like, I have like a bunch of vague answers, but I said like, you know, I can't rely on anybody, mm-hmm. you know, and I can't like, so I have a bunch of plans. We're going to see if it'll happen. But if not, I'm just happy just being there mm-hmm. and like being surrounded by people that also do creative stuff and whatnot. Because I think over here, I just felt like everyone, you know, all my friends, they're talking about like work and all that stuff. And I remember last time I went to LA, it was so cool. It was like we were at Topgolf and it was just like a bunch of different people in the creative industry. Like someone's an editor, someone's like a designer, someone's like this and that. But we're all talking about like work. And it felt like, you know, those, you know, after work, people have like happy hours and people just like talk about like work. It felt like that. Mm. And it felt professional. Mm. And I was like,
oh, you're saying like in a creative sense rather than like here where people would talk about work.
Yeah.
And it would be like IT.
Yeah.
Like, you know, their shift at the hospital.
Yeah. They're like, did you put in your like 401k or like, you know, like I had to take PTO so that, you know, stuff like this. Or did you, you know, sign off on your hours or. You know.
And then if you're in the conversation, you're like, oh, by the way, Shamir, how are those videos going?
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's good.
Like, you said like, still professional, too, because like I do think, do you feel like sometimes those creative like gatherings can sometimes be too party-ish, too?
And
this
LA?
One wasn't. Yeah.
The thing is, there's both. Mm-hmm. So like even in a party environment, like I saw somebody that like I watched his content. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, respect to the content. And then like it was a party setting. Yeah. But immediately we're talking about how he made it. Mm-hmm. What was his thought process going into it? It's a party setting, but like, I'm still like, wow, this is, locked I can relate in. To this. I can, you know, this is something that like I'm inspired by as well. And so I was just not used to that here. And I'm sure it like, it happens here, you know, mm-hmm. it's just over there. It's like, everybody is like that. And like, mm-hmm. I don't feel as weird. I'm like, oh, cause over here, I'm kind of feel weird. It's like, don't really have like a steady job. You know, I don't come back at the same hours. Like I'm ready to hang out at 10 PM, but everyone's like tired at 10 PM. So it's like, you know, over there, I feel like it's more, you know, when people move here, like in DC, it's like government jobs and stuff like that. I feel like when I tell people like, oh, why are you moving to LA? Like, is it just for fun? I'm like, no, I just feel like if people moved here for like a government job, I'm kind of moving there for like a creative job, creative opportunity.
I always feel this way when I'm thinking about my artist self versus my, I guess, like
corporate.
Not just corporate, but just kind of like cookie cutter self, which is like the traditional stuff that everybody expects, the answers that are comfortable to people to hear. And sometimes it's like the cookie cutter self is like there's only so far you can go and so much you can do till people are like, oh, he's normal. Checkbox sounds good.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then when I kind of leave that, it's almost like I have to catch back up to myself because the world around me is at a different pace than where my head is at. And for you, and it's not that like they're wrong, that it's just different.
It's
right?
different, yeah.
And so for you currently, it's like, you know, the pace that works for you, not only pace, but it's like routine schedule, which is in line with everybody else. Running with you, if you want to take it back to the half marathon, it's like, you know, there it's just running a different race.
Yeah.
And so people who are alongside you that you can pace yourself with is far more important than running blindly and not knowing like if you're doing good or not.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of step that you're taking. That's like a beautiful thing, which is, you know, you're going there and you always set these kind of like milestones. I don't know if you are comfortable or want to share. But like there's things that you scratch off, whether it be viewers, subscribers or anything else. Is there anything vaguely that you have in mind for this California trip of like things you might want to accomplish or are shooting for?
In terms of like list, how I do, those are like those lists are like I need to like get this thing or like I need to hit these viewer numbers. And it's not necessarily like, oh, I need to hit it. It's kind of like. Kind of giving myself a pat on the back or like,
okay,
you know, that's kind of what it is. Cause at the end of the day, I don't care about like how many, you know, followers or whatnot I have. It's just nice to know that like, okay, I'm on the right direction or like I'm on the right path. So over there, it's just to increase my network, you know, just meet a bunch more people. make, you know, a bunch more content and just experience like what it's like there. And I could hate it and I'm okay with accepting that. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm glad if I like live there and like I hate it, I'll be happy because I'm like, okay, I'm back at home. I'm happy. Like I experienced that.
Are you like okay with this, or is this a part of your possible journey where you're going to get your feet wet and see if you want to be there?
Yeah, yeah.
Longer, yeah, or
like
more,
or if it's worth it, you know. There's like, that's why it's only 3 months. I could have done like a whole year, you know, and stayed there and make the jump for the whole year, but I was like, let me just do 3 months, like dip my toes in a little bit and meet as many people, because I feel like you don't have to be there, you don't need to be there, but it's just nice to just be surrounded by a bunch of creative people and try to see what I can do and stuff like that. And I'm excited, and hopefully I'll just grow as a person, you know, like I'm gonna have to learn how to cook because food is so expensive there. So like, it's going to make me more independent as well. Cause we take for granted, like our mom's cooking and stuff like that. So
this is true.
Hate is okay in LA, by the way. Hate is live and well in LA. You're not going to be listening to as much Drake over there.
Yep.
Because you know what has happened recently. They're the biggest haters in LA.
Really?
They're live and proud of it. Yeah. You don't know?
Mm-mm.
They're not like us.
Mm.
He's part of the They Not Like Us community now.
I didn't know that.
It's K.Country out there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So no more listening to Drizzy Drake. Unless it's BBL Drizzy.
To be honest, I never like listened to him like that.
Oh, look. So. Everybody just shifting.
Actually, okay. Never liked Drake. Yeah.
But
that's exciting, bro. You never know who's listening to this podcast. Sometimes I'm surprised about people who message. So if anybody's out there in Cali, Shimmer is going to be out there. If you're trying to network, provide opportunities, the boy is going to be there.
Don't be weird, though.
Yeah, don't be weird.
what would being weird count as?
I don't know. If someone's like, hey, you single, like you want to go on a date? It's like, no, like respectfully.
Oh, that's weird. What,
that's how you get opportunities out there. You don't know?
Okay. If that's your goal, yeah.
Let me know if you need a Raya friend's referral.
Harvey Weinstein could be listening to this right now, trying to provide you opportunities.
Why would you?
But he's not going to be like, hey, you want to go on a date?
Whoa. He's going to be, let me see the pecker.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what that looks like for the podcast?
Oh, the podcast. Well,
quitting. We're shutting it down.
Right.
Right. The ship falls with me.
It's all your fault.
No.
We're going to try our best to keep this live.
Try our best.
Why'd so you depressing. Say it like that?
What?
We're going to keep it. Why? Try why? Okay, best. Hold on, Frost. Don't do that.
What do you want? What should I say?
We still plan on having... It, the way you made it sound like didn't really sound like there's...
It's like...
Well, I didn't even say what I was going to say.
Okay, but the intro just sounded a little down.
We're going to try our best to be even better is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're gonna try our best to be even better because we're gonna experiment a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
New formats, new segments. You never know. Riley's been hopping in as producer for the past few episodes. He's done an amazing job. So we'll get Riley on the mic, co-hosting, taking over. You don't know what's gonna happen.
And one thing about Riley is don't sleep on him because he is not a real person.
Yeah,
he is the so character. Funny. Like I get so excited / so concerned being around him because you don't know what is going to come out of his mouth, but it's also like definitely going to make you laugh. So I'm excited to have Riley on. Bye, Shamir. We don't need you. Just kidding. I'm actually really sad.
I'm actually leaving in like 12 hours. So.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Shamir is getting colonized.
Yeah.
The co-host spot is getting colonized. It's going to be amazing.
I mean, we both have curly hair, so like...
Doesn't he know more languages than Shamir, though? So
probably.
It's not really colonization.
I'm probably whiter than Riley.
Well-versed.
It's like, nah, I'm not.
True. Yeah, you have far more Indian hatred than Riley. It does.
We kind of geek out about the same stuff. Like, we'll just talk about gear and like stuff like
that. We're both hella nerdy.
Yeah, so I'll fill the role well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Super excited.
That'll be exciting. I think Amber's going to be dipping out for a bit too. So it'll be Riley and I at some point. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
And then once we get back September, it'll be good.
Yeah, then he's going to be changed. Shamir's going to come back.
Sodded.
So you guys don't understand over here.
Yeah, I already talk like that, but...
He's going to be like, oh, you guys do the... See, in California, the way that we do it...
He's like, where's the hairdresser makeup before we start?
Makeup on set?
Yeah. He's going to be sending in those, what's it called? The request people send in. Like, I need Fiji water.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget what it's called. But he's going to be sending in that. He's going to be like, what's the budget?
What's the budget?
Dressing room materials or whatever.
Really excited for you. Really proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm sure we're going to see great things come out of this. And just can't wait to see what happens over there. Keep us in check. We thought about maybe you can send in some videos. Clips as like a little updates.
Maybe just for Patreon or maybe thoughts. For the full episode. We'll see.
Yeah, there we go. And maybe we'll get some emails or something.
Don't let like a funny story go by and then you like save it for when you come back. Like send us voice notes of the funny stories and maybe we can like play them live. And
maybe you're like, yo,
react
bro,
to them.
Like shit is crazy out here.
Yeah.
Like,
tell us about the wildest things that take place in that moment.
Yeah. We'll do.
Send Shamir some love, support, and stay tuned because we're going to keep this thing going. And hopefully he comes back to us, crawling,
inshallah.
begging for his spot back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Riley,
really quickly, what does packing look like for a 3-month trip?
Okay. So packing, basically, I already sent in one large suitcase.
A loot crate.
Yeah. I sent in one large suitcase that had my coffee machine.
Why didn't you just buy one?
That's why.
Is it like the espresso maker?
Yeah, the espresso.
Dude,
okay.
Why don't you buy $30 coffees like a real Californian?
No.
Come on. Even the homeless get like $30 coffees.
So my coffee machine's in there, and then like a bunch of like colder clothes, just in case I go like Yosemite or something like that. Just colder climates. So I sent all that stuff. What else did I send? Something like that. And then I have two big luggages that I'm about to take tomorrow. And then a smaller carry-on and a backpack.
Mm. Are you taking all your equipment as well?
Yes. Not my PC, but like all the audio equipment. Just create a mobile studio there.
Nice.
And what about clothes? How do you pack for clothes?
Clothes. So basically just everything I've been wearing on rotation, like here.
Which is like 3 outfits.
Yeah, 3 outfits. I actually just bought...
No, it's like 10 sets of shirts, 10 set of pants, and like 30 pairs of shoes.
Yeah. So pretty much that, and then I actually bought luggage on the way here, like a bigger suitcase.
Is it Louis Vuitton?
No.
Odd Future. No. Golf.
It's a Samsonite.
Fair.
What is that? I don't know
it's
what that
like
is.
The like Marshalls brand.
Oh, it's like something cheap. Yeah.
It's cheap, but like it's high quality.
It is high quality.
Like
it
out
is.
Of the cheap ones, it's like Louis Vuitton.
It's those TikTok videos of those Bangladeshi guys smashing hammers against it.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what that is.
Literally, like they're that durable. You can like step on it.
But okay, nice.
That's what packing looks
step
like.
Step on it.
That's what packing looks like, and I still need to pack, so that's why like I'm in a rush today, and that's
We literally have like a timer on the side of our corner.
Yeah.
He has 3 minutes before you start.
Bro, I physically cannot pack until hours before a trip.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Mm. It's an ADHD
I don't get
thing.
It. Amber, it's not that.
Why are you always like not trying to
accept? Why are you always just justifying your
Because that is an ADHD trait. Like you not feeling the pressure of
real quick.
Until time
Shamir,
is...
Are you not in the same boat?
I'm in the same boat. Otherwise, I would have packed like way earlier.
But you're telling me you didn't pack anything? You said you already sent in a large piece of luggage.
There's a bunch of main stuff that I haven't packed for, though.
But you already sent one in.
Because I had to.
But I
can't
like,
carry like 6 pieces of luggages on the way.
But I feel like for somebody with ADHD, they'd be like, ah.
So you would forget the luggage and just go with less clothes?
No, I'd probably take all 6 with me somehow, some way when I'm leaving.
That's way more
It is. It is.
Filled.
But that's what happens when you have ADHD.
But I don't think that's an ADHD thing.
It is.
So the thing is, it actually depends. Which angle Jupiter is in for me to get the packing right. If Jupiter, I can see one of the big gas bubbles on Jupiter. What's it called? Jupiter has a big gas.
Retrograde.
No. The retrograde is the rotation of it. But you know how the solar flares just went crazy?
Yeah,
it was like the Aurora Borealis, right? So then I actually was able to speed up my packing. Because of the solar flares.
Because your hemoglobin levels were increased.
It's crazy how we
have like the mitochondria is really the powerhouse of
the
cell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. That's
and,
crazy.
And so that is why. Shamir is going to California.
Yeah.
It was just things aligned. When they say the stars align, that's what they're talking about.
Yes.
ADHD stands for all the
homies.
Dead.
Dissect. Together. I don't know. Okay. We're going to take this to the Patreon now. And yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
This is it. Do you want to say anything? Should we?
Na, 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 and I'll see you again. Oh, oh,
oh. Family.
Don't miss me, guys.
We won't.
Good.
That's not true. We will. Because family. Much.
Family.
Okay, he has 30 seconds before he has to get out of here, so let's finish this up.
Should we use up all 25 seconds? Last thoughts.
Last thoughts.
Say something to the fans.
I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Dude, the corporate... take off the glasses.
It's been another week. It's been another flavor, a little less stranger. We will talk
speak for yourself.
To you next time. I will talk to you next time.
In September.
In September.